want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. That is me on this early Sunday morning, March 5th. And that was from the movie A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise from 1992, when both Nicholson and Tom Cruise was at the top of their game, folks. That is one movie, if you haven't seen. What are you listening to me for? Well, actually, listen to me first, and then, after this podcast episode, put A Few Good Men at the top of your list to watch if you haven't watched it. Or if you have watched it, why not watch it again? But anyway, the truth. You can't handle the truth. You know, it was a line from that amazing movie by Jack Nicholson, who played Colonel Nathan Jessup. But in today's world of 2023, now more than ever, people cannot handle the truth. But that's why I'm here, folks. And I like to break down for you longtime listeners. I've been doing this since October of 2021. Can you believe it? Oh, a year and a half already. And for you new listeners also, just giving you a rundown. You know, I get it wrong sometimes, but I take stories that's in the media, whether it's local news or national, national political events, and I just break it down, and I give it to you raw. I give it to you as truthful as I can be with my own little spin on it, which I like to call common sense, which is not very common anymore. So anyway, my title for this podcast is, and are you ready for this, folks? Oregon wants to give $1,000 per month to homeless people. Yep, you heard it right. Go research it. This just came out March the 2nd of this year, just a few days ago. So basically, some Oregon lawmakers want the state to hand out cash to people to help with the homeless crisis. Senator Winsvee Campos and Representative Con Pham are chief sponsors of the Senate Bill 603, which would in fact give $1,000 a month cash to 1,000 Oregon households on a trial basis. That's $25 million total. Now, those who qualify, according to the lawmakers, would have to either be homeless, at risk of becoming homeless, or struggling to pay the rent, and also earning 60% below the median income for the state. They're trying to focus on seniors, families with children, and homeless youth. Let's see. Let me go on here with my notes. The money for housing assistance would come from taxpayers through the state's general fund and the Portland State University Homelessness Research and Action Collaborative would work on a trial basis to gauge its success, determining whether it should continue to be expanded. Let's see here. Senator Campos continued by saying, rental assistance is not as readily available as we would like it to be in the state of Oregon. And I say that as someone who has worked as a case manager in the space to get folks into housing. The bill indicates the money is supposed to be used for items like rent, transportation, medical bills, and student loans. Some critics say they are concerned with a lack of direct accountability regarding how that money would be spent and question why the bill's sponsors would opt to use taxpayer dollars instead of a grant program. The Senator Campos went on to say, we want to make sure that we are being accountable, that we are seeing where the dollars are going. So that's why this is initially a pilot program. They want to come up with guidelines and monetary impact, she says, if their bill were to pass. The two senators, and the representative and the senator, said the program has been tried in other cities around the country and has been successful in keeping people housed. What do you think? Let me tell you what I think. Okay, to me, it sounds good on paper. And before I criticize this, and you rip me apart, some of you, for calling me a hypocrite, because you've heard me say in my past episodes, if we're going to give billions and billions of our taxpayer money to Ukraine, why not hand it to American citizens? Yeah, That's how I feel. But I'm going to criticize this, and let me tell you why. They're giving this $1,000 a month to they want to give on a trial basis, okay, $1,000 a month in cash to 1,000 Oregon households on a trial basis, which is $25 million total. Okay, here's my problem with it, first of all. First of all, it's taxpayer money, okay? And though I agree, I would probably rather do this than send away pallets of our billions of dollars of taxpayer money to Ukraine, I do have a problem with this. And why do I have a problem with this? I would not have a problem with $1,000 per month actually being for struggling families that have a roof over their head. I actually have a problem with $1,000 a month going to homeless people. Why? Unless you can track these people and see that they're trying to lift yourself out of poverty, then I wouldn't give them $1,000 a month. I have a question for you. You in Oregon, you have 10 cities of homeless people and it's drug infested. Where do you think the dealers are going to be? Because they want to give these people $1,000 a month, right? So it's probably going to be on the same day every month. Once the drug dealers say, okay, so say Oregon gives $1,000 a month on the 5th of the month to all of these people in 10 cities. Where do you think the drug dealers of the city are going to be on the 5th of the month? Do I have to explain it to you in layman's terms and break it down? Do I have to break it down to you as if you're at a fifth grade level or you're a member of Marion County Political Forum? Because I know some of you on Marion County Political Forum, you're a little bit on the slow side. So let me break it down in layman's terms. You're going to give $1,000 a month to people a lot of these people that are homeless. Now, you can call me a hypocrite if you want. Don't get me wrong. There's some people that are out there homeless that are struggling to pull themselves out of poverty. And if you ever notice the people that are homeless that pull themselves out of poverty, in other words, some of these homeless people, if you talk to them and they've been homeless for 8 and 9 years, I'm sorry, you want to be homeless at that point. I've known people that have been homeless for a few months and they're no longer homeless. They own a home or they rent a house or an apartment now because they don't want to be homeless. The average person doesn't want to be homeless, but a lot of these people that are homeless have some kind of a mental health issue. It's the facts, folks. Liberals don't want to hear that. They want to call Republicans heartless. You guys don't want to help these people. No, we do want to help them. But we want to give them a helping hand up, not a helping hand out. That's the difference. If you're going to throw $1,000 a month at a homeless problem without accountability or making these people do something, okay, if you're going to give them $1,000 a month, have them volunteer for the city. These cities where they're painting, you know how they paint the fucking, the parking utilities? Somebody's got to paint those stripes in the cities, right? Somebody's got to paint the concrete, right? They have to put the parking utilities. Or have them cut grass for the city or the county. Have them do, you can't just throw $1,000 a month to someone that's a meth head or a crack addict. Or someone that doesn't know how to better themselves. Or somebody with a mental disability, a slow learner's disability. And they're homeless and they're on drugs. And now you're going to give them $1,000 a month to feed their drug habit? You're not helping that person. So basically, you're wasting taxpayer money. You're wasting it. So my proposal is, okay, give these 1,000 homeless people $1,000 a month on a trial basis. Do that. But have an incendiary. Have them go to the library. Have them get up every day at 5:30, 6 in the morning. Have them report to the county. Have them out there chopping weeds. Have them fucking mowing lawns. Have them put them out on the fucking work crew fixing potholes, fixing bridges. You can't just throw cash at a problem and say, okay, it's fixed, which is what liberals want to do. The liberals want to ignore that these people have a mental health problem. They want to ignore it, and they want to tell you that everybody homeless wants to get out of being homeless, but it's simply not true. More than 60 to 70% of homeless people want to stay homeless. They don't want to better themselves. They don't want anything. They don't want a vehicle. They don't want a car. They don't want to drive. They don't want any responsibilities. It's a fact, folks. Right here in Ocala, I see them every day. You see them standing at intersections. You can see they don't have a disability. They're standing out there for hours holding a sign. I need some change. You know what? Why aren't you down at the day labor? Day labor, daily pay for daily work. Why aren't you doing that? I mean, if you're standing out there for 3 and 4 hours at a time, it's just, it's useless. And they're doing it because they're scamming. You guys are giving them money. They're making money doing that, and they're turning around and using it for drugs. And like I said, a lot of these homeless people, it is a fact. You can research it. You can criticize me if you want to. Some of you haters want to fucking trash me for talking this. And I guarantee some of you motherfuckers are going to email me and tell me I don't give a shit about homeless people, which isn't the case. I do. But is throwing $1,000 a month to people that are homeless with a crack addiction? All you're doing is fueling the fire. All you're doing is fueling the fire, folks. And they're just going to waste that money. Do you think they're going to save that money? And what they should do is try to save as much as that money to get themselves out of poverty, to get themselves a place with a roof over their head. But they don't want to do that. They're just going to spend that money and blow through that money. And who's going to benefit? The drug dealers of these cities like that they have in Oregon. Oregon has a huge drug problem. Oregon is a disaster. You remember Portland, Oregon? Remember the Summer of Love? CNN wanted to tell you how peaceful it was on TV in 2020. Literally, they had a reporter saying, "This is so peaceful." And literally behind him, a fucking a police precinct was burning down. Go research that shit yourself if you don't believe me. Fact check me, because it's a fact. So what is the solution? I don't know. I don't have the solution. But I know one thing. You can't throw $1,000 a month into a fucking flaming pit and expect results. Not when you have people with mental health conditions that are undiagnosed. We don't have a homeless crisis population problem in this country. Well, we do. But it's not because the people don't want to be homeless. They want to be homeless. And the problem is we have a mental health crisis in this country, folks. That is the problem. We have a mental health crisis. 8 out of 10 of these people homeless. It's researched. You can look it up. There's a poll. 7 to 8, or I think it's 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 of homeless people have a mental health crisis going on. They're severely depressed, or they're addicted to pain medication, or you can see them in videos. Fox News did some videos, I think, out of Chicago the other day. It showed them in broad daylight shooting up. They're shooting up heroin. So you're going to give $1,000 a month to a heroin addict? and see, that's the thing about liberals. They just want to throw they just want to throw the money at a problem, and then they want to turn around and say, okay, well, we fixed it. But you didn't fix it, because you didn't fix the root of the problem. You didn't dig into humanity. These are people that are suffering from their own fucking demons. And until you address the crisis, it's never going away. You can throw $2,000 a month at these people. You could throw $5,000 a month. And guess what? I guarantee in a year, more than half of them with a $5,000 a month are either going to be dead from opioids or fentanyl or an overdose. And I guarantee a slight percentage, I'll bet you like 20% would fucking buy a house with that or save or anything. I truly believe it'd be like 3 out of 10 that might pull themselves out of poverty and have a roof over their head. But I truly believe you can give them a $5,000 a month, it ain't going to matter. They want the bare minimum. They want to be able to piss and shit in the street. They don't want to have a vehicle. They don't want to be responsible. They don't want to have a phone that's under a contract. They don't want any kind of responsibilities. And that's just the hard truth, folks. Don't know how else to tell you. You ain't going to hear it like I'm telling you. Because people don't want to offend people. But see, I'm different. I don't care if I offend people. Because I'm using common sense here, folks. You cannot throw this money at these people without having a game plan. Make them accountable. Hold them accountable. Make them save that money. and have it set up where you're saying, look, I'm giving you $1,000 a month. You've got to put back at least what, maybe 15%? And if you can't show me where you're doing that, I mean, literally fucking, what does the IRS do? Audit you. So why don't we audit these people? Make them have a bank account. Make them say you can take this $1,000 a month and you can get it every month for an entire year if you put back money to show me that you're bettering yourself. And every quarter, every 3 months, have them meet up with, like, you know, kind of like a probation officer. Have them meet up with a counselor. So every 3 months, the homeless person comes to talk to somebody and they say, hey, so how are you doing? Number one question. Number two question, are you saving any money? Well, tell me about your goals. Where do you want to be in 6 months? That's how we break this homeless cycle. And until our leaders realize this, our homeless population is going to increase. And drug dealers, they're loving this. They're loving this right now in Oregon. They are fucking loving it. Loving this news. And how many people that are homeless living on the borders or even 1,000 miles away, once they find out Oregon is giving out free money to be homeless, there's going to be more people that's going to fucking go there. They're going to go there to be homeless on purpose. They're going to purposely be homeless so they can collect $1,000 a month. And that, my friends, is fucking pathetic. But that's a fact. See, and you're not going to hear that on the news. You're not going to hear CNN tell you that. They don't want to talk reality. They want to talk in circles. So, again, I'm giving it to you the facts, and that's how I think about it. I truly don't believe throwing this money to people that have a mental health problem is going to pull them out of poverty. You're feeding their addictions is what you're doing, folks. So, on that note, it's all I really got to talk about on this early Sunday, but I had to throw this out there because I think this is the craziest shit. I had to research this twice to make sure it wasn't one of those like The Onion or the Babylon Bee or one of these, sites full of satire and comedy. I wanted to make sure this was a real story, and lo and behold, it's a fucking real story, folks. So go research it and look for yourself and read about it and see about what their proposed bill is. And it's pretty interesting. But of course, it's not going to handle. It's just putting a Band-Aid. This is just putting a Band-Aid on a fucking dam. Literally. And saying, okay, well, we fixed the problem, but we haven't fixed it. So once again, thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Thanks for the feedback. I got a lot of feedback on my last two episodes, so I really appreciate it. We have a lot of new listeners. I got an email from a girl named Elaine from Atlanta, Georgia, I believe, outside of Peachtree City. I appreciate you telling me how you listen to my podcast and how you've spread the word to some of your neighbors. So I really appreciate it. To be honest, I haven't had any hate mail in a while. Though I have in the last couple months had somebody tell me, how do they stop listening to my podcast, or how do they get it off of their Spotify, they told me. So I basically said, just stop listening to me. Because I don't know what she meant by that. Did she think that I'm going to leave Spotify because of her? I don't really know. I mean, come on, you know, some of you people, I don't know how you got as far as you did in life, because some of the shit you say to me, you're not very intelligent. Like, use your head. If you don't want to fucking listen to me, then don't fucking listen to me. Do you think I give a fuck? I don't give a shit. I really don't care what you do. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for the loyal listeners. Thank you for the follows, the likes. I appreciate you people. You people that share me with your community or your friends. You know, you're the real MVP, not me. So thank you for listening on this early Sunday morning. And again, if you have any email, good or bad, you know what to do. Contact me at realnewsocala@gmail.com. That is realnewsocala@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.